Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
We're back quickly, yeah, here on Darren Donick and Chase. Darren McFarland, Chase McCabe.
Sup?
That was quick. Whew, we're out of breath. You have to run down the halls quickly to get anything done during that break. Chris Mason, he's in Calgary. Flames and Preds tomorrow night, 8 o'clock. Pregame at 7. Everything heard right here on 102.5 The Game. C-Mace, what's up?
What's up, guys? Yeah, Calgary, Alberta, about an hour and 15 up the road from Red Deer, Alberta, my hometown.
I was going to say, you know anything about that area?
Yes, I do, very well. And I'm looking forward to get to see my folks are coming up and get to see them and have a good dinner and all good things.
That's awesome.
Darren and I really enjoyed the airport there in Calgary
yeah.
a few years ago.
Yeah? Mm-hmm.
We did.
That's nice.
It's good.
Yeah, actually, it's got a really cool view of downtown Calgary from yeah. the airport.
Yeah, they redid it recently, so it all looks good.
Mm-hmm. We saw pictures of Terry Crisp around the airport.
Oh, they're everywhere here.
Statues.
He had red hair.
Not only a legend in Nashville, he is an absolute. He's the mayor of this city.
So whose idea was it to do a little curling on this trip?
That would have been me. Mm. I curled growing up, you know, obviously from Red Deer, and we learned that. That's part of our curriculum in school. So it's something that actually, when I played in Winnipeg, and we ended up, we did a team bonding thing there at that curling club that we went to. So we called them. They got us a lane, and it was a blast. Everyone, it was so much fun. You guys, I highly recommend trying if you ever get the chance.
I have. It was entertaining.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good.
Entertaining for others
for all the wrong reasons.
Yeah. I would have loved to see that, and I hope there's video evidence.
There is. I'll show it to you sometime. And apparently on Sunday I'm going skating, so I'm going to lace him up on Sunday, so that'll be good.
Nice.
Yeah. Once again, it'll be funny for all of us.
Yeah, I feel like Chris would have patience with me and try and teach me how to keep my balance. Hal would just push me over.
Oh, he would definitely. He would clock you over the boards.
And he'd laugh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'd have to keep your head on a swivel around Skillsy, for sure.
So outside of you and Skillsy, let's just keep it real on the show. Who was good? Give us who was good.
You know, everyone got better. At first I thought, oh boy, we're in one. It's going to be a long couple hours here. But after they tried it a couple times, everyone got it. I think Lindsay got better. Bob Cole he made a couple big shots. Nick Barnowski.
Got Hellman out there?
Yeah, he was good. He's got touch. He's sneaky. He's got some sneaky athleticism. He can play pickleball, curling. He loved the curling. He had a blast. Willie, he's got some work to do. I don't know if the ice and Willie D go hand in hand together, but he got better. He made a couple big shots too. Everyone got so much better, so it was just a good time.
That's interesting. So the scholarship athlete was a little rusty on the ice.
He started getting it at the end, though.
Okay, yeah, it looks fun. It looks like you guys
had
a blast.
Fun.
Yeah,
it's so fun.
And that's a big deal. In all seriousness, right? I mean, that is a big deal in Canada, right? Like they do that all. I mean, dare I say, I'm trying to use this example. I don't know if this is a good one. It's kind of like bowling here, right? I mean, there's leagues, and they're just constantly doing it all the time, right?
Well, it's probably bigger than bowling there. I mean, it's an Olympic, sport. Actually,
true.
The U.S. is starting to put some really good teams out, too. So they've climbed in their rankings for sure, and they compete at all the big tournaments now. So it's growing pretty big there as well. I think Jared Allen, there's a bunch of...
I was going to say, that's exactly what I was going to ask you. Yes. Are they still doing that?
I don't know, but I seriously want, if they're listening, hey guys, I want to be part of your team.
Oh.
Ooh.
That's,
yeah.
So it's like, I remember it was like Mark Bolger,
and Jared Allen.
Yep.
And it was a bunch of NFL guys.
Yeah, and from what I had heard too, like, you know, it's like one of these things. You think you go play a sport and you go and compete against the best, and you know you have a long way to go. But all the reviews were that they went into some bond spiels, very respectable of the sport. They want to learn. They're asking questions. They're really, you know, really kind of doing it the right way. So I thought that was pretty cool that these guys put in like a ton of time. I think they were going in Fort Ice, Antioch, and training and practicing all the time, and then they were entering, you know, bond spiels around the States trying to and work on their game. That was, I heard that last year, so I don't know if they're still doing it, but I just thought it was really cool.
I'll look into that for you, Chris.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, I think that's probably the last time I heard it too was last year, so I don't know. We need to follow up on that. That's a good call.
We do.
That's a good way to start off a road trip. Nice win last night in Winnipeg. That's two trips to the peg in the last 2.5 weeks and 4 points. That's what you're looking for.
That's what you're looking for, and you know what? It's when they play those teams, it brings the best out in each other. I just thought it was a really good hockey game. Both ends, both goalies were dialed in. I thought defensively, both teams really battled hard. There were chances. The skill guys were making plays. They were battling, you know, earning opportunities. It was just a good all-around hockey game, and the way that they were able again to. You know, there was no lapses. They played a full 60. Each team had their, you know, stretches of offensive zone pressure. But I thought it was just a great hockey game. And again, to me, that's the standard that the Preds have to play with every single game. That's, they're capable of doing that every single night. They played with effort, emotion, good structure, good details. You know, they were good with their systems. They chipped pucks in early, put a lot of pressure on Winnipeg, made them defend a ton. I thought Johansson, Duchesne, and Granlund did an excellent job on the Scheifele line with Connor. I thought they did a really good job shutting them down, really limiting their opportunities. And they did what they obviously, it's, you know, it would have been great if they could have scored in regulation one and no in regulation, but they did a good job, completely controlled overtime. And then Matt Duchesne made an awesome play to Ekholm. And then Ekholm finished it off with a nice pass over to Granny for the one time. I just thought it was a really high-end playoff type of hockey game, and I thought the Preds really excelled.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think I'm going to ask you what I asked David Poile yesterday when he joined us, because it's just has all of us scratching our head, but you played the game, you've been around it your whole life, and maybe you can lend a little insight, because certainly David was perplexed. He, along with others, are trying to figure out why this is happening. They're one of the best teams in the league on the road. I mean, 14 wins on the road this season, Chris, is near the top of road victories in the NHL. Why has it looked different, and why have they had more success on the road than a place that's sold out, packed, electric, every night where they've had success in the past, and it just hasn't translated this year? Why do you think that is?
Honestly, it's tough, but this is my theory, and a lot of, you know, I've got hit up on Twitter a lot because I've said some things on the broadcast about why is there more pressure to win at home, and why can't they play good when they have their home fans and all that? And I think if you look around the league, like even Winnipeg, they're in the same boat at home, and that's I would put that up there as one of the top toughest buildings to play in as a road team, to go into Winnipeg, and that's usually a ruckus crowd, and they're get all fired up, but they're having trouble too. And I think with the expectations and the way, and when you get into a rut, you put that pressure on yourself to perform, and hey, we got to win this game. We haven't been good at home, and it weighs you down. And I just feel when the guys get at home, it's almost like they're individually maybe trying to do too much, and they're trying to, I'm not saying necessarily Forsberg, but a guy like Forsberg's trying to take it through three guys. And do it all on his own instead. But when they get on the road, they simplify their game. They don't have to impress anyone. They just have to play the game that's in front of them. You know, they got to get pucks, cycle around deep, and plays open up. And it just seems like they're free of that pressure. You know, they're free of that weight. The weight is lifted off the road, and they just have to find a way to get over that mental hurdle at home and just take that pressure off themselves and just go play the game. Just go play the game. You don't have to win the game in the first 5 minutes. You don't want to lose it in the first 5 minutes. You don't have to win the game in the first 5 minutes. Not one guy's got to do it by himself. Roman Josi doesn't have to skate it up the ice every time and try to score goals on his own. Just trust trust your team, trust your systems. And that's what they do on the road, and they've had so much more success. And I think you can tell when you're watching a game. You know, you watched last night. That was a prime example of what this team is capable of playing. You don't have to win. You know, it'd be nice if you score 5 goals, 4 goals a game. You just got to win the game. They won. They did. They played the game that was in front of them. It was a tight checking hockey game. They outlasted Winnipeg, dominated over it. They just played the right way. And I think, you know, this could be a tough trip because now we're going to Calgary tomorrow. And that's a team that's right ahead of them right now. And they've been playing some pretty emotional hockey lately.
Yep. We're speaking with Chris Mason. He's driven by Freeland Chevrolet every Wednesday at 1 o'clock. So why has Granlund worked so well since John Hines has taken over? He has 4 goals in the last 7 games. He has 5 goals since John Hines has taken over. I think last night was game 11 for head coach John Hines. Why do you think there's been this resurgence of Granlund since Hines has been in place?
Well, he's getting a lot of opportunities, and he's playing, you know, upwards of 18 minutes a night. So, you know, he's getting in there all situations. He's penalty killing. He's on the power play. He's playing with Johansson, Duchesne, whose games I think are also coming around. They've been a very effective line, and I think when you play with that caliber of player, it will help open up space for someone like Mikael Granlund. And the guy, I'll tell you, he just flat out works. He is one of the most tenacious hockey players on that hockey team. He's fearless, not a big guy. We all know that. They've got a couple of those guys. He'll block shot. He does whatever it takes. He'll go in there and he'll bulldog you in the offensive zone on the forecheck. And he's got some offensive upside, and it's starting to come around. He's done it in his past. He's put up points. I think he's just feeling it right now. And I think the work ethic has always been there, but for guys to start putting up points, you know, it helps to play with the types of players that he's playing with right now, and confidence. You can just tell he is confident when he's getting that puck. He's making plays when he gets space, and it's paying off. And he was ready, locked and loaded to shoot that puck. Echo, they got right over the blue line, and he turned and he had his stick ready for that pass, and Echo feathered it over, and he just blasted it. So he's feeling it right now.
Talking to Chris Mason, Predators analyst, and you mentioned it earlier. UC was on fire last night. Thought he played a very solid game, and I feel like the team is up and down, but goaltending, what have you seen under the John Hines era with Pekka and UC?
Well, I think it's coming around. I really think, you know, you have the hiccups, you've had the odd hiccups, but I really think they're starting to get it in terms of, you know, the system change. I feel at times there's a couple lapses where they're, you know, maybe in the defensive zone, they are protecting the front of the net. They're doing a good job in the middle, but maybe not attacking at the right times, or, you know, a centerman will go when the defenseman should go first, that type of thing. The odd time, I thought it was really clean last night against Winnipeg. But I feel you can see more and more they're doing the right things. They're making the right decisions. It's becoming second nature instead of having to think about it out there. Oh, should I go or is he going? You know, now it's more instinctual. It's part of their game. They've got the repetition. They've done the video. They've worked on it a lot in practice, and I think it's really starting to set in terms of the way that he wants the team to play. And, you know, from all accounts, they like the adjustments and the way that it fits their team. So I think it's just, you know, it's just getting it to become second nature. And I think the more, you know, the more time that John Hines has had with the team, the more it's sinking in, and you could just see the guys are starting to really get it, and it's becoming that second nature. So starting to shore up and starting to look pretty good.
Chris, I love being able to talk to you about some of these things, like what goes through the head of a player, because you're always honest about it, and it kind of takes us into the locker room. And this time of year, and I brought this up to you before, is difficult at times because you don't know if, you know, one of your teammates is going to leave, if you're going to leave, get traded. But especially with the team and having so much uncertainty right now, of David Poile has said, he's been very open about it, of he doesn't know if he's going to buy, he doesn't know if he's going to sell, he doesn't know what he's going to do yet. And I know that the players can say, well, we don't pay attention to the outside noise. We know you do. I mean, that's just, you're human. You hear this stuff. So what does go through the mind of a player right now with so much uncertainty of what this team's going to look like in a few weeks?
Well, yeah, you know, when you're a player, obviously, like you said, everybody knows the situation, and whether, you know, some guys read the clips or listen to the, you know, the radio or whatever, and some guys don't. But the fact of the matter is everybody knows the situation. And what, you know, good teams and good players are able to do is they're able to put aside that stuff and try to, you know, recognize, you know, what they have to do. So this team right now, it's no secret to them or to anybody what the situation is. You just look at the standings and that tells you all you need to know. Right now, so as this team, I just really feel I still believe in this group. When you look at this team and who they have, and you put their rosters against the teams ahead of them, they're a better team. You know, they have a good hockey team. They've got they really have no weakness, in my opinion. I mean, yeah, you could say, you know, they'd be better if they had this or that or whatever. But if you're comparing it to other teams and really looking at that, I think they have a really good hockey team that just hasn't, you know, completely put it together for long stretches. So for them right now, they've got to look at it. It's the old cliche, but this is what you have to do if you want to have success, is you got to go game to game. You got to go game to game, and you got to prepare, and you have to, you know, play. The biggest thing you can control, everybody knows this, effort, game plan, that emotion, you know, details, decision-making out there. Those are things that you can control every game. And if, you know, I said it last night in a broadcast, if the Predators play and they have that emotion that they did last night, the effort that they gave, and the attention to detail, that puck management, they're going to win more often than not. It's just the way it goes. But that's been the issue with the team, is the consistency. So you can't get too far ahead of yourself as a player. Those things, those other things, when you come to the rink, you know they're there. But when it's time, when the puck drops, you got to block it out. And, you know, take care of what you need to do on the ice. You know, play, get that next shift, talk to your guys, reinforce that positivity. You know, it's us against the world, that mentality. Get back in that play, in the playoffs. They have a good opportunity this trip. You know, they're in the driver's seat now in terms of a playoff spot with the games in hand, if they can string some wins together. So that's the focus, I think, of a player. You know the situation. You know the outside, you know, the possibilities of what could happen in the next couple of weeks, but you just got to focus on the game and try to block all that other stuff out. That's out of your control.
I always say to my 8-year-old baseball boys, I can't make you bigger, I can't make you faster, I can't make you stronger, but there's three things you can control at every practice and every game: energy, effort, and attitude. You can control that. No matter what your size is, no matter how big or little, fast, not fast, strong, not strong, you can control those three things.
Yep. And it's powerful when you have 20 guys doing the exact same thing.
Yep. No doubt about it. Go get it done in Calgary. Enjoy time with the fam and Red Deer. And we appreciate the visit as always.
Thanks, guys. Yeah, we're actually off to pickleball here now. So.
Awesome.
we're doing stuff.
Man, you guys are active. I like
it. We are. We have fun.
That's awesome. Chris Mason, thank you.
Thanks, guys. See you later.
All right, tomorrow night he'll be in the booth with Willie Donick, Fox Sports Tennessee. 8 o'clock puck drop, 7:30 pregame for them, 7 o'clock pregame for us here on the radio side of things. Pete Weber and Hal Gill will be on the call. It is a big one, and we'll talk about it on the other side, Predators and Flames. We will discuss this team on the other side. Darren Donick and Chase, ESPN 102.5 The Game.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.